Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, hopefully a guy who hit the mini bar during the mini buy, covers the Browns for the Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com, where you can read all of his fine work. He's Mr. Scott Petrak. Hello, Scott.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
We're just talking about mini buys and mini bars, sir.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your problem with the mini buy, Jeff?
I don't know. I just don't like the terminology. It's not really a buy. You played a game. You played it on short rest, which sets you up for injury. That's nice.
Yeah, you could call it a long weekend.
Yeah, right? Now, see, Scott, that's better. See, Mr. Sensibility right here, Scott Petrak. That's the way to do it.
It's Northwestern for you. The extra dollars for Northwestern paying off right now.
Yeah, no question. So Mike Florio wrote a story, Scott, that we've been talking about this morning, and it was about everybody's favorite topic, Baker Mayfield, and the fact that, okay, second-tier quarterback contract, would Baker accept what the Browns would want to offer, blah, 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 but then he threw out, or could the Browns just upgrade at the position? And does Cleveland become a destination for any quarterback who's decided that he needs to be Tom Brady? You know, I want to go win a Super Bowl. Let's go to Cleveland. I thought it was really fascinating. Tell me, do you buy it?
I think there's more chance of it now than I did, in June. I mean, I thought Baker would sign. That there'd be a long-term extension at some point in training camp. I just felt that was the way it was headed. But obviously that didn't happen. I don't think there's been any serious negotiations. So the longer this plays out, and obviously Baker signed through 2022. So there's plenty of time to work something out. But I just think it's natural to think the longer it goes when he is eligible for an extension and it doesn't happen, then that opens the doors for other things, including a shoulder injury that is hampering his play, and we don't know how it's going to affect all of his 2021 season. So, I'm not ready to go completely down that road, but have I thought to myself, could Aaron Rodgers be the quarterback here next year? The thought has crossed my mind.
It is an interesting way to look at it. I'm just curious, where are you with Baker right now, though? Like, do you think he should play this week? Where do you think we are with Baker?
Yeah, I think if he thinks he's ready, then I'd play him. Now, there was swelling in the left shoulder that did not go down in time last week, and that's a big reason why he didn't play, because the swelling needs to go down. You need to build up the area around the labrum after it's, damaged again, and there just wasn't enough time before that Broncos game. But if the swelling has subsided and he's able to get on the field and practice and you're wearing the harness and he thinks he can play, I would go with Baker Mayfield, because I'm not sure how much benefit there is to him sitting out another week. For him sitting out 3 weeks on IR, I think the next big hit he takes on that shoulder or falls on that shoulder, we're going to be in the same spot. I think this is just something he's going to have to deal with the rest of the year. Either he makes it all the way through the year, or it comes to a point where you have to shut him down completely. But I think we're at a kind of a limbo, which means he's okay to play, and I would play him as long as I could.
So are you running a risk if you throw him out there that he is done for the year if he gets one more hit, or should you just go ahead and get it taken care of now? And if you're Baker, and I hate to throw this in because, but it's the real world. If we were all independently wealthy, we might work for a hobby, but you do work for a living. Is it a business decision on his part? Get it taken care of now or what? Or is he better off playing through it, Scott, and maybe not performing the way he would like which I would think hurts his value.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, and I think that's something that Baker needs to take into consideration. I've gotten no sense from Baker that he doesn't want to play, right? I mean, he's adamant about wanting to play. I think you can make the argument that his value is helped by him fighting through this and playing through this, and maybe if he leads the team to the playoffs again, then how do you say we can't pay a guy $40 million a year when he took our franchise that hadn't been the back-to-back playoffs since the late 80s, the back-to-back playoffs, and he did it in a season where his left shoulder was hanging off, right? So I think you can look at it both ways. If it's a six-month, you know, 4 to 6 month rehab when he has surgery, you can probably wait until January and he's still fine for enough of the off-season program. I think you do have to take all those things into consideration, but, you know, they're 4-3. They got a chance to go to the playoffs. They got a chance to win the division. I think he wants to be out there, and I think the Browns want him to be out there.
Scott, the NFL trade deadline's coming up, and when I say that to you, what goes through your mind as far as what the Browns could possibly do?
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel so much differently today than I did a week ago. You know, at that point, you don't know how your tackles are going to be. You know, you're down both running backs. It felt a lot more desperate to me from an injury standpoint. And then all of a sudden, they win that game against Denver. They get back to four. You know, they get above 500. They get to 4-3. All of a sudden, Jedrick Wills plays all game. Jack Hackham might be able to play this week. Chubb might be able to play this week. All of a sudden, I'm not sure that there is a huge need that needs to be addressed at the trade deadline. Not that you couldn't bolster, you know, could you add another linebacker with JOK on IR? Maybe. You know, the safety play hasn't been great, but you still like your top three safeties. So, you know, maybe another offensive lineman. But, you know, if Blake Hance is your third tackle and he's playing pretty well, and then you have James Hudson as four, I'm not really sure there's a huge upgrade to be made.
Scott, let me go back and ask you one more thing about Baker. If Florio's thought about a second tier of quarterbacks salary-wise, you know, you're not making the 40, the Lamar Jackson, what you think that'll be, Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, Patrick Mahomes money. If the Browns called Baker and offered him $30 million a year for 4 years, if you were Baker, wouldn't you take that?
I don't think so, Jeff. Really? I know what your point
that's
is.
That's insane.
$30 million a year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I think at some point, at least this is from my perspective, at some point I thought Baker was on his way to $40 million a year, right? And we're not talking very long ago. And I bet he thought that in his head when he saw Josh Allen sign what he signed for. And it'd be tough to take, you know, I mean, that's whatever, 33%, 25% decrease from that and to say, yeah, I'm a second-tier guy. I just think it's tough for a player to wrap his head around that. Now, if he needs to go somewhere else and sign that kind of deal in order to prove that, yeah, hey, I'm a top whatever quarterback, top 10 quarterback in this league, that feels more realistic than saying I'm going to take it from the team that drafted me number one and won't pay me like these other teams pay their top quarterbacks. It's kind of like Sheldon Richardson. The Browns cut him. They could have brought him back. And he's like, no, I'm going to go somewhere else because you took money off the table. And I kind of feel like it's the same thought process.
Scott, are the Bengals the class of the AFC North?
I'm not ready to go there yet, but they looked really good yesterday. And I'll tell you what, Joe Burrow, everything we saw from him as a rookie, and said, oh, this kid's pretty good. Man, he's good. He made so many out throws that look so easy, and they're not. You know, you complete a 12-yard out on 3rd and 10. Like, I mean, yeah, it happens, but it doesn't happen routinely, and that's not an easy play. And he made it look so easy. And then Jamar Chase is playing out of his mind. I think Larry Ogunjobi's had a good impact on that defense in the locker room and on the field. So I think they're way more legitimate than I thought they would be this year because I had big questions about Zach Taylor, and, you know, obviously he's got them playing good football. But I'm not ready to, you know, I know they're the favorite now to win the division from a betting perspective. I still have them below the Browns and the Ravens. And I could be wrong about that, but I still need them to show me a little bit more.
Trade deadline's coming up. What are you thinking if the Browns, A, are going to be active, B, are they in the acquisition mode? Are they in the peddle somebody mode? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think they'll be real active. I'm trying to think of a player that, you know, they would not want to get rid of, but that would have big value that they'd be willing to give up. I mean, you know, I don't think there's an Odell trade. He's hurt. You're never going to get anything back for him near what he's worth. You know, I mean, if somebody came and wanted Mac Wilson, yeah, I think the Browns would trade him. You know, David Njoku, you know, we've talked about him for years. I don't think the Browns would be willing to trade him anymore. I think they think he's too valuable, especially making, you know, only $6 million this year. So I don't think we're going to see anything big. Maybe some depth at offensive line or linebacker is really all that jumps out at me.
Dearness Johnson upped his value in one game. I'm just curious. I brought this up on Friday, and Bull, like, I guess, went off. And I go, oh, so stupid. How would you trade him? And so I had to call in a show, but it was another story for another day. Look, if somebody came with you and gave you an outrageous offer for him, why wouldn't you take it? Right now I don't want to move him because I'm concerned about our injuries. But right. I mean, if somebody came in and was silly enough to say, here's a second-round pick, and I don't even know if that's silly. I mean, he looks good every time they give him a chance.
That's silly.
Okay, I know it's silly. But.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's giving up the second-round pick for Dearness Johnson.
Although, you know, we were talking about Kansas City and what they're having issues at running back. I'm just if somebody came in and said something that would just knock your socks off, I don't know how you couldn't trade him.
Well, no, I agree with that, and I hadn't even thought about Dearness. Now, you know, if you could get him through this week, because, you know, even if Chubb plays, you need a number two. If somebody made the offer next Monday and said, you know, we'll give you a fourth rounder for Dearness Johnson, I bet the Browns would do it. Because he probably leaves after this season as a restricted free agent. You can't keep him as your third guy and pay him enough. He's shown he can be effective in this league, but again, it's a small sample size. But yeah, if somebody came and wanted Dearness Johnson, I would trade Dearness Johnson. I'm just not exactly sure what that price would be that somebody would be willing to give up.
You don't think anything drastic the Browns will be looking for except maybe some offensive line depth, huh?
I don't, Jeff. I mean, do you, like, I don't see a huge need. You know, I mean,
yeah.
They're not going to trade, right? I mean, if we talk about this season, to me, the big question mark for them getting to where they need to go is about the quarterback. If the quarterback's healthy and plays at a high level, this team is probably close to being as good as any team in the AFC. And they're not trading for a quarterback, so I'm just not sure where – I just don't know where you get better. You know, I like the receivers getting healthy. If your tackles are healthy, I think this is still a good roster. And I know the team has dealt with a lot of injuries, but I think they're coming through that. And I don't think any of these injuries has kind of been debilitating except for, you know, the big one to your quarterback.
Two-part quarterback question. Ten games left in the regular season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who starts more games the rest of the way, Case Keenum or Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, I'm going to say Baker, but that's a legitimate question, right? I mean, Baker could get hurt against the Steelers and be done for the year. I think we have to pay attention to that the rest of the season, and that's scary, right? If you're the coaching staff, if you're Baker, if you're your organization, there's a chance he makes it through it. I mean, he got hurt in week two, right, and played until week six, and the shoulder might have been a factor, but it didn't get re-injured, right? It wasn't a significant injury where he had to miss any time. He wasn't even on the injury report for a while. So I think he can play for weeks without it being a concern, but you never know when that's going to crop up again. I would still bet on Baker playing more games, but it's by no means a slam dunk.
And finally, my answer to this is yes. Is Baker Mayfield the starting quarterback of this team next year?
Yes, I would bet that. Yep. And I think, you know, I don't know if the odds are 80% that he is. So I would say yes, but I would not say it's a guarantee that he is.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the mini bar and the mini buy. So congratulations.
Don't buy into the candy bars, man. Too expensive. Like,
oh yeah.
$5 for a regular Snickers.
12
crazy.
Bucks for a Snickers. Yeah. Not good.
Wow.
Thanks fellas. Appreciate Peace. It, buddy. Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.